takes me away. Not gonna see you for a while.
Why?
It's an away game. It's an away game. I'm coming home soon.
Game on. Game on.
Game on.
He shoots, he scores.
Oh. One for one.
That is going wild.
Score. Game on.
Go.
Worthley cuts down the angle. Gretzky shoots.
Oh, Gretzky is denied. Choked in the open net.
G'day, I'm Mick, and welcome to episode number 16. Was last week number 17 this week? Back to the penalty box. My personal look at the Australian Ice Hockey League. Looking at week number 3, the 9th and 10th of May. Week 3 already, some teams have already played 6 games out of 28. And thinking back to that clip of Wayne and Garth from Wayne's World and having to move their street hockey game out of the way for a car, had to do exactly the same this week at the Adrenaline Dome. The Bears were warming up in the side street there, and occasionally a car would come and say you'd have to do something like that. They weren't playing street hockey there, they were kicking the ball around, as hockey players tend to do, and one of the things they try and do is keep the ball off the ground. And so that happened on Saturday, and that was interesting listening to that audio, because that would bring back one memory of that weekend. Big weekend. I was in Adelaide for the Bears doubleheader against the Adrenaline. We'll talk more about that as we go through the episode and what else happened in week number 3. To open things off, the Brave went across to Perth and they played over in Perth for 2 games. It was the Thunder's first home games of the season. On Saturday, the Thunder won 4-3 against the Brave. The Adrenaline won 2-0 against the Bears. And in Newcastle, the Ice picked up a shootout win against the North Stars 4-3. And on Sunday, the Bears, they won their first game of the season 3-1 against the Adrenaline in Adelaide. The Thunder, they totally swept Perth, winning 4-1. The Thunder totally swept Perth. Yeah, Irk, that makes sense. The Thunder swept the Brave in Perth. That's what I meant to say. Easy for you to say, 4-1. And at the Ice Dogs Dome in Liverpool, the Ice defeated the Ice Dogs 5-1, even though the Ice Dogs, as we'll find out, they did score first. So a couple of interesting things happened over the weekend, apart from the fact that the Bears won their very first game of the year. We also had the retirement of Ray Sheffield's number 19 for the Newcastle North Stars, former North Stars captain and Australian Ice Hockey League legend. Unfortunately, the North Stars couldn't quite get the victory for Ray. They lost in a shootout 4-3. The North Stars opened the scoring early after a couple of minutes with a goal from Robert Molloy, from Brian Baines and Robert Stark. And the period ended 1-0 to the Newcastle North Stars. Shots at goal 13-6 in favour of the North Stars. The Melbourne Ice opened the scoring with a power play goal early in the second period to Mitch Humphries from Jason Backlick and Tommy Powell. And Mitch Humphries, he followed it up a couple of minutes later with another goal to make it Melbourne Ice 2-1, again from Jason Backlick and this time Matt Armstrong. And to close up the second period, the Newcastle North Stars got a shorthanded goal, Luke Moffat, from Geordie Woodrick. And then to tie things up, the third period, another power play goal, this time to the Newcastle North Stars, Bo Taylor from Brian Bales and JFK, and another power play goal in the third period, which made it 3-3. This time for the Ice, Matt Armstrong from Jason Backlick. And in the shootout, we go down to the shootout. All Melbourne Ice shooters were successful. Mitch Humphries, Jason Backlick and Matt Armstrong. Geordie Woodrick missed for the North Stars. Robert Molloy did connect for the for the North Stars, but due to Wodrick's miss, the Ice win. Quite a few penalties in the second period. Jan Safar and JFK making several appearances to the penalty box, amongst other things. There was three separate delay of game penalties, a too many men on the ice, a cross check, some roughing, some tripping. There's actually three delay of game penalties, a couple for holding the stick, some interference, and so lots of penalties there in the game there. Looking at the goalies, Jaden Pine Murphy, JPM for the Ice with the win, 30 shots saved out of 33, and for the Newcastle North Stars, Josh Brogman with the loss there, 31 out of 34, so it's a pretty even shot count as well. Pretty even shot count. The shot count ended up Melbourne Ice's way, 34-33. Lots of opportunities on the power play. Both teams didn't really convert. Melbourne Ice converted 2 out of 8, and the North Stars converted 1 out of 6, and the North Stars did indeed get a shorthanded goal as well at the Hunter Ice Skating Stadium. And so that would have been a very good game to see, and that was last week's Fox Sports Game of the Week. So that was the Ice and the North Stars. The Ice, they spoilt Ray Sheffield's party slightly, but good time had by all there in Newcastle. Now, having a look at the game in Perth, the Thunder 4 defeated the CBR Brave 3. CBR Brave actually opened the scoring in that one early. Kelly Jeffrey scoring another goal from Mark Rumikainen. That was a power play goal. Perth tied up a minute later. Luke Judson scored another goal, this time from Greg Hyde. And then with 3 minutes and 16 seconds remaining in the first period, the Thunder scored again. Andrew Cox from Jordy Kryos and Anthony Noddle. Shots a goal at the end of the first period. Went the Thunder's way, 15-9. The score at the end of the first period, 2-1 Thunder. And there was a little bit of hooking, a little bit of interference, and a roughing, or a couple of roughing minors right at the end of the first period. One to Stephen Blunden from the CBR Brave, and one from Tony Kuliskeri from the Perth Thunder. Going into the second period, one goal early from CBR Brave, Stephen Blunden getting his name on the score sheet again from Ryan Johnson, and then Scott Pitt scored another goal, this time from Stephen Blunden, and that made the score 2-3 CBR, and then 3-3 Perth Thunder at the end of the first, with another goal, Rob Hasselhurst from Luke Judson and Tony Kuliskeri. And then the score at the end of the second period, 3-3 shots on goal for the period, Thunder 14-11, and then one goal towards the end of the third period, a power play goal from Luke Judson for the Thunder, with an assist from Tony Kuliskeri. Final score there, Thunder winning 4-3. Both teams managed to convert one power play. The Thunder had four power plays. CBR Brave had two. Total shots ended up being 47-29 to the Thunder. Having a look at the goalies for the Thunder, Peter Del Salvo again picking up another W for his team, undefeated at this point, 26 out of 29 shots saved. And Josh Yunus for the CBR Brave, the English import, 43 out of 47. So a respectable day's work for both goaltenders there. Final result, Perth Thunder 4, CBR Brave 3 from the Perth Ice Arena. Now we go to the first game that I was at. The Adelaide Adrenaline played the Sydney Bears, and there was no scoring in the first period. Very little action in the penalty box either, just one penalty for either team in the first period. 0-0 at the end of one, Adrenaline ahead on shots, 11-7. In the second period, one goal to Greg Oddie from the Adrenaline, assisted by Steve Best. And then in the third period, midway through the third period, a goal to Tyler Grave from Andrew White and Greg Oddie to wrap things up. 2-0 for the Adrenaline. Shots at goal. Adrenaline ended up winning that one 37-27. Both teams failed to convert their power plays. The Bears had 3 power plays. The Adrenaline had 5. Things were getting heated in this game. Very small penalty box in Adelaide. It's an interesting arena if you've never been there, and that was my first time actually at the Ice Arena in Adelaide. In some ways it's a hybrid rink because there's a little bit of netting, there's a little bit of glass that isn't glass because it's boarded over, and then there's a little bit of glass as well. So it's hybrid, and there were even a couple of pucks that hit the roof. I remember Cam Todd hit a puck up into the air and hit the frame underneath the roof, and so that was called dead. And then I think it was this game, there was also one from Paddy Ward where it hit the crossbar, hit the roof, and then over the glass. Having a look at the goalies, Charlie Smart earned his first shutout in Australian Ice Hockey League history, saving all of his 27 shots. Camille Girona, I think that's how we decided we'd pronounce his name, still had a respectable day between the pipes, 35 out of 37. One thing that I did at the start of this game and at the start of the next game was that on behalf of the Bears, I tried to periscope the warm-up and give people a bit of an introduction into what was going on. There's no streaming of video at Adelaide. It's a terrible rink in terms of filming and that sort of stuff. It's not a bad rink to watch things from. There's a main grandstand, which is permanently there, and then there's a temporary grandstand, which folds out. There's actually two rinks in Adelaide, two bits of ice. One, they're both side by side, and you've got the bigger one where the hockey guys go, and then there's the smaller one where the beginners skate, and I'd be more suited to that one, I reckon. But they fold out a portable grandstand, and that sits on half of the small ice surface. So it's not a bad venue to watch from if you're watching from the main grandstand, but they, like many other teams in the Australian Ice Hockey League, could certainly do with a new rink. So I tried to periscope the warm-ups, and after hearing some feedback on It's All Good All about filming in portrait style, well, I thought that I'd try and film in landscape, but apparently, as I found out later, and nobody told me this during the game or after the game, Periscope, which is a live streaming application which is linked with Twitter, it only works properly in portrait. If you try and do it in landscape like I was trying to do it, it looks okay on the phone, but if you're watching at home, it's tilted the wrong way. But I didn't find out that until later. One thing that I really did enjoy, I met up with the Adrenaline social media manager, whose name is also Eric, actually, Eric Balner, and I met up with him, and he was doing some, all his usual social media stuff, leading his social media team, and Adelaide have certainly improved since Eric's been on board and got some more volunteers, which is always important, as I know all too well. But they're also trialling, and it's been working reasonably well. The internet at Australian rinks isn't necessarily that great, but a live audio stream. Eric's got a background in broadcasting and radio broadcasting, as you'll hear in a moment. And so he was doing a live play-by-play commentary of the play on both days from Adelaide. And during the game, during one of the intermissions, he says, "Oh, how would you like to come on and do some colour commentary and give a bit of a Bears perspective?" So I did that. I enjoyed that. He enjoyed that. Got some good feedback from folks back home. And so I continued in the third period and all three periods on the game on Sunday. Mind you, I was also tweeting as the Bears at the same time. So I was busy watching the play when I could, giving comments when Eric would give me the signal, and the signal was basically putting the microphone in front of my mouth, and sometimes I had absolutely nothing to say, which was fine. And I enjoyed it, got some good feedback, and Saturday I spent two periods on it, and then the whole game on Sunday. So one cool thing about it, if you go, and if I remember, I'll put a link in the show notes, if you go to the Adelaide Adrenaline SoundCloud page, you'll be able to actually hear the entire game from Sunday. But what Eric had done on Saturday night, while I was out with the Bears in Glenelg, he actually managed to compress the game and do a 6-minute highlight package, which I'd like to play now. And this will give you some indication of what you could hear and what hopefully you might be able to hear at some other rinks with some other teams very soon. Hopefully, who knows?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome inside the Adelaide Ice Arena for tonight's AIHL feature matchup between the Adelaide Adrenaline and the Sydney Bears. Zone. Bears fire a shot on net off the post. Short-handed. That was a lot more tricky than Charlie Smart thought at first. Grove up the middle. Splits the defense. Grove. Great move. In alone. Oh, he went to his backhand and just went high. Cutting in front to Sark. Fires. Rebound in front. Smart holds on. Just tips to the right side. Boxall picks it up. 15 seconds to work with for the Adrenaline. They're up at center ice. Oh, and he tried to send a lead pass through to Boxall. What a great save from Charlie Smart late in this period to keep it a no-goal hockey game. And that will do it for the first period with the Adelaide Adrenaline and the Sydney Bears playing a 0-0 first period. In front of the net, best diving save, Jared on his back, and he can't quite put it in. Great chance from Best. Good hit from Cameron Todd along the side. He's been very strong with puck possession, winning draws. He's played a good two-way game so far. Probably the best player on the ice for the Sydney Bears. Here comes the Adrenaline on a break. It's a 3-on-1. Tyler Grove with Audie. Grove up off the crossbar. He's celebrating the goal. Refs are saying no. It looked in. Ref back on its bearings. The play hasn't stopped even though the net is off. And now they're saying they score. What is going on? The net was off the bearings. Now the ref is waving it off. This is just insanity. I think that was in. Tyler Grove and Greg Audie were breaking away on a 2-on-1. Grove faked the pass to Audie. Didn't go over the sprawling Sydney defender. He went top corner near side. It looked in. They call it crossbar. The net goes off its bearings. Then the Adrenaline score, but the net was about an inch off the line.
And the referees at the moment are still conferring over there. Waved off, no goal, Adrenaline.
Picked up again by the Adrenaline. Back behind for Rezek. In by the goal, centered in front. Great save, Jarena. Jarena got the pad down at the last second and robbed Jonathan Boxall. Back to the point, fired on net, and Jarena holds it again. Remillard back on it, hacking away at it. Remillard not giving up the battle. He gets the puck back outside the blue line. Centers it far side, corner behind Jarena. Near side, Grove. Grove working at the point, center net, front, scores! The Adelaide Adrenaline score by virtue of Steve Best. And we're going to get another call right here. And it's going to be another Bears penalty.
Paddy Ward to the penalty box there. As he goes under the net and into the penalty box with 27.4 seconds to go in the second period.
A 15-second 5-on-3 power play for the Adrenaline. And this is going to be nearly 5 minutes of power play opportunity. They've got to get a goal here, but it's 5-on-3 right now. And that is going to end the second period. The Adelaide Adrenaline get a goal from Steve Best. Adrenaline 1, Bears nothing. Thoughts on the second period? Back inside the ice arena. Seconds peeling off the intermission clock here. It's a 1-0 Adelaide Adrenaline game. I'm being told that might have been a Greg Audie goal in the first period. Not so sure. We'll get confirmation for you. But the Adelaide Adrenaline beginning on a power play. Darkfire's rebound in front. Smart holds on. Just tips to the right side. Get on their own blue line. Giveaway in the middle. Grove dances around one man. Grove fires a shot. Chiarito with the save. He can't find it, and he sprawls out of his crease. A poor giveaway from the Bears defense, and Grove almost made him pay. Audie working his way in front of the net. Audie fires. Oh, and it was a paddle save. I think that was off the paddle. Right there of Jarena. Another fantastic save, and the Bears come the other way. Now it's a 2-on-1 the other way. Here's Audie. Audie to Grove. Scores! A giveaway in the neutral zone. Left Greg Audie and Tyler Grove all alone. And Tyler Grove finally finishes it. 2-0 Adelaide. Front one-timer from Greer. Tipped in front. Rebound. Who's got it? Jarena holds on. He's calling for an interference call. And here comes the fun stuff. Here go the players pushing and shoving in the corner. Every player involved behind the net. Chips it behind the net, and Huxley coming in from defense to play deep in his own Adelaide zone. Played back around the corner for Best. Best looking for his man. Works around one, set it in front. Oh, Grove had the game on his backhand, and he just sent it high. In behind the Adelaide goal, centered in front. Saxonair tried to drill it there, and it was just smothered between the post. And his pad was Charlie Smart. Archeric waits, fires it to Ward, fires it! That was off the crossbar! That was off the crossbar! Oh my goodness, Paddy Ward finally beat Smart, but he could not beat the iron. All bad, said and done. Archeric dekes his way in. Archeric in on goal. He's got a drag down by Huxley in front of the goal. 5 seconds to go, and it's an empty net, and it's off the post. So close, but there goes the siren. Adrenaline win. 2-0 Adelaide. A standing ovation from the crowd. And Charlie Smart, the 18-year-old Australian sensation, has continued his unbelievable play with his first ever AIAHL shutout.
And there
and
you
now
have
the Sydney Bears will take it the other way.
Okay, we could go on and listen to that, but we won't. Thank you to the Adrenaline, who absolutely looked after me pretty well in social media land last week, and it was quite good, even though the result on the Saturday sucked. As you heard from a Bears point of view in that one, great commentary there from Eric, the social media manager of the Adrenaline there. I almost said of the Bears, that's me. So, yeah, it was really great. Got some great feedback from it as well. And I really enjoyed the colour commentary point of view that I was able to contribute there. I'm so not a play-by-play guy. I'm more of a colour guy there. So that was rather cool at extremely short notice. So that was the Saturday Bears versus Adrenaline.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, please rise for the Zamboni!
You are listening to episode 17 of Erk to the Penalty Box. You can find it at erktothepenaltybox.com. Continuing on with the Bears theme while we're at it. The Bears, I'm glad to say, they won. They beat the Adrenaline on the Sunday 3-1. And to counter Eric's adrenal win, adrenal win, adrenal win, I can say Bears win, Bears win, Bears win, and I didn't lose it, even though I was quite emotional after that game. It was certainly great to be able to record a W after six wins, after six games, I should say. The first period started and finished the way that the first period did the previous day, nil all after the first period. Bears certainly came out firing compared to the previous day. You could see that their shots were more on track. They were shooting more. Their defense was better. They were finishing checks and doing simple things rather than complicated things that they were doing the previous day. They won the shots there 19-12 in the first period. No score after one period. The adrenaline opened the scoring early in the second period. Steve Best from Tyler Grave and Greg Oddie. And then in the final stages of the second period, the Bears actually scored. I was quite pleased that the Bears scored, and it was Michael Schlamp lighting the Schlamp there from Joey Harchek at 4 minutes 12 to make it 1-1. And then a few minutes later, a power play goal, Joey Harchek from Cameron Todd to make the score 2-1 Bears at the end of the second. Shots at goal in that period, 18-16. Two of the Bears, and then in the third period, one goal towards the end sealed the win, and three unanswered goals from the Bears there. Joey Harchek from Tyrell Clare. Clare was actually credited the goal on the ice, but got some video footage courtesy of the adrenaline that clearly showed Joey Harchek scoring the goal, and that was officially changed post-match. So 3:49 on the clock, and the Bears were in front, and they remained in front. They actually had opportunities at shooting at an empty net for a change, which hadn't happened to them all season. Some of their shots, or all of their shots, missed in that occasion. Final shot count was the adrenaline, 53-44. Adelaide actually won that period in terms of shots, 25-7, with the Bears trying to defend their lead. Someone over the weekend finally converted a power play. The Bears converted one of four, and Adelaide missed all three power plays there. There was some interesting stuff from the previous game on the Saturday, some roughing and whatnot, which carried over into the second game, including punches thrown between Paddy Ward and Tyler Grave with 3 seconds remaining, although it was mainly academic. As long as neither player got a game misconduct, Paddy Ward ended up with a 4-minute penalty and Tyler Grave with a 2-minute penalty. But that was rather academic with 3 seconds remaining on the clock. Now, I mentioned earlier in the Saturday game that Charlie Smart got himself a shutout. The adrenaline, they changed goaltenders, and Peter King was in net for the adrenaline, and an experienced goaltender, hadn't faced the Bears this year. He saved 41 out of 44, and with his first win, the great wall of Camille Jarina, with 52 out of 53. So over the weekend, he saved 87 out of 90, which was a massive effort. So the Bears finally on the board, and everyone was rather happy about that. Out of that game, it was a really, really good game to watch. And I am going to go and listen again to the full call of that third game, of that Sunday game, I should say. If I remember, I'll put a link in the show notes. Head across to Perth, the Perth Thunder against CBR Brave. It was all thunder by all accounts there. The CBR Brave opened the scoring in the first period, and it was 1-0 CBR Brave at the end of the first. Tyler Kubera got himself a goal. Shots on goal, 17-7 to the Thunder in the first period. In the second period, only one goal to the Thunder with 57 seconds remaining. Luke Dagnoyot, I think that's the way you pronounce his name, from Tony Glascari and Luke Judson. And then 3 further goals to the Thunder in the third period. Sam Wilson, Captain Sam Wilson, got himself a goal from Andrew Cox and Jordy Kryos. And then later in the third period, Luke Judson picked himself up another goal, a power play goal from Tony Kluskeri and Rob Hazelhurst. And to finish up, an empty net goal from Jordy Kryos with 47 seconds remaining. And there was a few penalties there, especially in the second and the third periods. Or not so much the third period, even though Kai Mittenen picked himself up a 10-minute misconduct with 46 seconds to go in the third period. Certainly a bit of a lot of roughing and slashing, and especially roughing in the second period there. Having a look at the goaltenders, Peter DiSalvo again picking up the win, 29 out of 30 shots, and Josh Unis playing again over there in Perth. He still had a respectable day, but not as good as DiSalvo. Obviously, 39 out of 42 shots there. Looking at the power play, the Thunder converted 1 out of 4 of theirs, and the Brave didn't convert any of those. Total shots at goal ended up 43 to 30 for the Brave. We have one game of the weekend to go. The Melbourne Ice travelled down from Newcastle and they played the Sydney Ice Dogs at Liverpool. The Ice Dogs picked up the first goal, courtesy of Lucas Mankay from Shannon McGregor and Strat Allen. The Ice replied with a power play goal in the first period. So it was 1-1 at the end of the first period. Shots at goal favouring the Ice 13-7. Looking at the second period, no scoring, and it was all Melbourne Ice on the scoreboard in the third. Matt Armstrong picked up a goal, Robert Clark, Paul Kuspera picked up his second goal, and Austin McKenzie picked up an empty net unassisted goal with a minute 51 remaining. The Ice beat the Ice Dogs 5-1 in Liverpool. And not that many penalties, considering a new, or relatively new, goaltender for most of us. I'm going to try and guess his name. Nicholas Novosietic, I think. He saved 26 out of 27. JPM, Jaden Plown Murphy, they rotated him. So he was back up for this game. And Matt Grogan for the Ice Dogs, saving 37 out of 41. So looking at the scoreboard there, shots at goal, Ice Dogs 27, the Ice 42. The Ice converted 1 out of 3 of their power plays. The Ice Dogs didn't convert any. It was good to see the Ice Dogs get the first goal. But it was all Ice after that. It was all Ice after that.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, please rise for the Zamboni!
So, looking at the competition ladder, now, not all the teams have played the same amount of games. The North Stars have played 5, the Thunder have played 4, the Ice have played 3, the Adrenaline have played 6, The Brave have played 5. The Mustangs had the weekend off. They've only played 3 games. The Bears have played 6. And the Ice Dogs have played 4. The North Stars picked up their first loss, albeit in a shootout. So they're on 13 points. The Thunder are the only team undefeated. They're on 12 points. Then the Melbourne Ice on 11. The Adelaide Adrenaline on 9. CBR Brave on 6. The Mustangs on 3 along with the Bears, but the Bears have played 3 more games. And the Ice Dogs have yet to open their account up after 4 games. Looking at the scoring leaders, Geordie Woodrick from the Newcastle North Stars on 14 points. Luke Moffat on 12, Tyler Gray from the Adrenaline on 11, Stephen Blunden from the Brave and Matt Armstrong from the Ice on 10, along with Scott Pitt, and then Luke Judson and Tommy Power from the Thunder and the Ice respectively on 8. So the leading goal scorer is actually Luke Moffat on 9 goals. Well, he's had 9 goals, 3 assists for 12 points. And his teammate Woodrick has picked up 6 goals and 8. I should actually have a look. The leading point scorer for the Bears is, from memory, Joey Harcheck. That's right, Joey Harcheck's the leading goal scorer, leading point scorer at the moment for the Bears. He doesn't appear on the list. So Woodrick, Moffat, Grove, Blunden, Armstrong, Pitt, Judson and Powell are the top scoring leaders in the league. So let's go forward to the coming weekend and tell you what's happening there. All teams in action. The Adrenaline travel across to Melbourne and they play the Ice on Saturday and Sunday. The Thunder head over to the East Coast and they play the North Stars in Newcastle on Saturday, and then they go down to Liverpool to play the Ice Dogs on Sunday. The Bears have their Battle of Sydney against the Ice Dogs at Penrith on Saturday and travel up to Newcastle to play the North Stars on Sunday. And in Canberra, CBR Brave host Melbourne Mustangs for 2 games. So that's what's happening. Ice v Adrenaline in 2 games. Brave v Mustangs in 2 games. And then you've got the others, North Stars Thunder. And then you've got Ice Dogs Thunder. And then you've got Bears Ice Dogs and Bears North Stars. So that's all happening and we'll talk more about that next week. So I'm Erk, hope you've enjoyed it. Links on the show notes to anything that you want linked up. Don't forget to keep your stick on the ice and keep out of the penalty box. And I'll see you at the Battle of Sydney, and then I'll head up to Newcastle. We must be due for a weekend off at the Bears, almost. I'm Erk, thanks for listening. See you next week. Good night, Interweb.
Right here. Audie wins the draw for the Adrenaline. Back out to the point for Pabs. Played across for Greer, and he fires a shot on net, and again, easily gloved by Camille Jarina. Adelaide getting the shots. They just cannot solve the riddle. That is Camille Jarina. It is 3-1 right now. Fans still here. Many of them on their feet. Adelaide player bench all on their feet as well. But the Bears send this down the length of the rink just wide. This is going to be an icing call. 23 seconds to go now. We're getting close to the Bears' first win. 23 seconds. Here we go. Draw to the left of Jarina. Audie versus Todd. And it is going to be won by Greg Audie. Back to the point. Greer fires a shot. Trickle over top of the net. It was a blocker save. Back down low. Fired on front. No one can come away with it. And this is just about going to do it. 15 seconds to go. Adelaide still keeping possession in front of the net. Grove fires away in front of the net. That goes wide. Take it away of the puck. And Sydney will ice this down at the open net. That goes wide. Icing cause. 4 seconds and shots are thrown. Grove wants to go. It's Grove and Patty Ward exchanging words. A few punches were thrown. 4 seconds to go. Grove and Ward both chirping off to each other right here. 4 seconds to go, but the Sydney Bears are going to win their first hockey game of the 2015 AIHL season thanks to Kamil Jarada. Penalty box is opening. I'm not too sure it matters so much. They're sending the Bears player, Paddy Ward, to the box, but it really doesn't matter at this point, does it?
Well, it all depends if it's going to be a game misconduct. There was definite fighting there, so that could be one consideration. Let's see what happens. Paddy Ward to the box.
Ward to the box. Grove is just going right to the dressing room. Doesn't really matter, though. 3.9 seconds to go. First star of this game has to be Jarana. Harcherek, a close second there for the Sydney Bears. But the Adelaide Adrenaline, they were all over them. They just could not get it done. 3.9 seconds left as the... at this point, they're all just filing paperwork. At this point, it really does not matter too much.
Not that it's going to matter, but there's a 4-minute penalty to Paddy Ward and there's a 2-minute penalty to Tyler Grove. Rather academic at this stage.
Just adds the toughness stats there on the stat sheet. 3-1, Sydney Bears are about to win. 4 seconds to go. Draw coming to the left of Kamil Jarana. Sorry, to the right, rather. As we finally got this mayhem sorted out. But it's not going to matter much. Boxall settles in for the draw. He'll go against Cameron Todd. 4 seconds away from sweet victory for the Bears. Adrenaline win the draw. Shot from the point. It gets through traffic. And that will do it. The Bears win their first game of the Australian Ice Hockey League season and improve their record to 1-5. And the Adrenaline fall to 3-3. And as they have every weekend, split their pair of games.
Bears win, Bears win, Bears win. Congratulations to the Bears. Great to see the Adelaide Adrenaline. They put in a great effort as well, but the Bears today were just too big, too strong.
And the teams will shake hands, and I'm sure the Bears have lost to celebrate. Finally, a well-deserved win from the Sydney Bears. On Adelaide, they only scored 3 goals all weekend, and it all came from their top line. I'm sure in practice next week, they're going to be looking for that secondary scoring. But that will just about do it. The crowd filing out here, and we'll leave you too. We're apologize right now for the audio stream, but we will leave you at this. The Sydney Bears have defeated the Adelaide Adrenaline 3-1 at home. For Eric Brook and everybody listening at home, I'm Eric Ballner. We hope we enjoyed the... We hope you enjoyed the broadcast. A final from Adelaide. The Sydney Bears win their first game of the year, 3-1 over Adelaide.
Get on the train that takes me away. Not gonna see you for a while.
Why?
It's an away game. It's an away game.
I'm coming home soon.
Get on the train that takes me away. Not gonna see you for a while. Get on the train, it takes me away. I'm coming back to you in style. It's an away game, it's an away game. It's an away game, another away game.
I'm coming home soon. We'll be right back.
just me and you. No more away games. Just us two. Just us two. Just us two. Just us two.